Welcome back, everybody, to Real Laughs on Real Radio 104. Thanks for listening on Monday. This is Tuesday. I am your host, Miguel Colon Jr., and I am joined in virtual studio with my good friend, Monster Good Morning, Comedian of the Year, Mr. James Yon. What's popping, James?
Man, what is going on, brother? I'm feeling pretty darn good. I'm getting closer and closer to finally going back to filming The Lowdown with James.
Man, you must be excited for that, bro. Like, I mean,
I am. Here's why. I mean, we worked on that show for so many years, and it's always been on a small scale. We don't have the biggest budget in the world, but we always had people who worked hard. We finally got our new studio built, got the brand new theater built, 200 seats. And when we go back, our show looks like the big boys. We finally get what we've been wanting to do, to look like everybody else. Man, I'm trying to win a damn Emmy out this bitch. Okay, Miguel? I'm trying to do this thing, man. So, yeah.
Get
I'm
that super EGOT, excited. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar.
All of it. Yeah, I'm trying to get it.
Well, I wish the best, man, because I know how excited you guys were when the show started.
Thank you.
I know how good the show is, and I can't
wait to be
a part of hanging out on the set. And I'm going to work my way into some weird production credit. Like, literally, like one day I'm going to be like, hey, man, y'all want some lunch or something? Let me get the cast lunch. And I'll come over,
that's
and then
funny.
You'll see that episode, Craft Services, provided by Miguel Colon. So I'm a credit whore. I'm going to work my way in. But a man who doesn't need to work his way into the show, the writer of the show, is here. As always, Mr. Mike Herlihy. Mike, what's up?
Hey, yeah, man. Yeah, we got to do a tour of the new studio last week, and it is beautiful. I can't wait to get you over there and take a look around, because, of course, the goal has been to have you participate in some form since day one.
Craft services, baby.
Yeah, man, you know what we like. Extra Cheetos.
Zebra cakes and sandwiches.
But they did a great job on the studios. they got a full-on James's studio. Looks gorgeous. It looks just like a combination of, you know, the Tonight Show, the Late Show. It's got that black shiny floor that you just come to. You look at it and you go, yes, late night professional show happens on the stage. Then they got another set all for the girls of Point of View. That looks great. And then what I like the most was they had one huge room that's just all green room. Like, it even has acrylic green floors, like that chroma key green.
Yeah.
So it's like walking into the, what was it, an X-Men, the danger room, or like the holodeck on Star Trek. We walked in that room. The lights are all great. Everything's perfect. And Eves, the owner, was like, what do you think? I'm like, I think we're going to make some sick porn in this room. He's like, what? I'm like, nothing. You know what I like about this acrylic floor? Easy to mop.
Yeah.
Yes. True.
Eves, I'm going to tell you one mistake. The drain should have been in the middle, but we'll work around it. Okay. I want casting couches everywhere in here.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Why is there four black couches in here?
Yeah.
No reason.
We call this the snuff room. Don't ask.
Yeah.
And I keep saying, instead of black couches, we need to find like a color that looks like Elmer's glue. Because then we won't even have to clean up as much.
It's true.
Just work through it, you know?
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Well, just paint the couches green, too. That way it looks like everything's floating.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
Look at her balance. How does she keep herself up like that?
Oh, she's well trained.
Lots of Pilates.
I love certain things about porn. I want to keep talking so that's not the sound bite. But I love certain things about porn. And one of them I love is like how useless the man is, that there's even porn where it's just like first person point of view. Like they literally cast a guy and they're like, also, I need you to hold the camera during it. And it's just, it's like this ghost penis just floating. Mm-hmm. And like, I just think it's incredible. Imagine being casted in a movie and they're like, this is what I need you for. One thing, but also, kid, can you operate the camera?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I imagine there's some people in the union not happy about that. Like, I didn't bankrupt my parents going to Full Sail for 6 years so that this guy with no clothes gets to hold the camera now.
Do you think that guy's like walking into the set and somebody just throws paint on him? Scab! You know?
doesn't matter. We won't see the paint. It's not in the shot.
That's like, not paint, Miguel.
He's like, drinking a Capri Sun in like the director's office. And he's like, they told me I was taking jobs and I never wanted to do this. I just really wanted to be a pizza guy. And then he saw my giant dong and now I'm here.
Shut up, kid.
Do a little bump of this wakey wakey Colombian go-go powder and let's get you out there.
That's the official street name.
Yeah.
I always love those point of view shots too, because the script is always terrible. It's like, if that was a real girl, I'm like, you ask way too many questions. Yes, yeah. We're here. Just do that. Yeah. You don't have to ask.
Stop calling me stepbrother. I get it.
That's weird.
You know?
It's funny because I wish I knew what you guys are talking about. I got no reference.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Jay.
This is the fifth time this week you got stuck in the dryer. How many times?
James probably hires a company for $99 a week to erase his browser history. He's like, just to make sure. Michelle's like, James, nothing's saved? Nothing's ever saved to your computer? He's like, I don't know. Something's wrong with this video.
I'll tell you this. We were doing a sketch on the lowdown. And we had to, it was one of those, you know, he's talking about a news story. And I forget what the story was, but I'm like, dude, what we should do is pop up a picture of the backroom casting couch. And I showed him a picture of it. And he's like, oh, well, how about we use this one? And he pulled up a picture on Google of some other couch. I'm like, you're missing the point. It needs to be this IKEA couch.
And I was like, why? I was like, I don't understand.
He still didn't get it. So I'm like, follow me. So we printed out a picture of the couch and we went to the director. I'm like, Miguel, you know what this is? And he just started laughing. I'm like, Shante, what's this? And he just started laughing. James, like, James really doesn't know.
I don't get it.
Believe me, 95% of your audience will.
I made a video. I'm going to put the video on real last. I made a video of my buddy Ryan, and it was a backroom casting couch video of me being like the worst person ever to come to casting couch. And it was funny.
I like it.
Yeah, like they're like trying to get me out of there, and I'm like, you don't put an ad in the newspaper saying you want nubile auditions and then turn me down, and it gets all like dangerous and scary. Put it up, and we tagged Rick from Backroom Casting Couch. Who, if you guys know Rick, he's got the big arms, the weird belly button. We've never seen his face. Rick put it up. I am the only thing on Backroom Casting Couch that is not porn.
That's
Rick
hilarious.
Put it up. It has 5,000 thumbs downs because everybody clicks on it like, this is about to get weird. And they're like, nothing ever happens.
You should have just gone full Monty. Got up, stood on the couch, turned around, and spread them.
Everybody who's clicked on it though has been like, what is this crap? I'm like, it's funny. And they're like, I did not click on something funny while I was holding my member. I didn't want to laugh, sir.
Yeah. You know the thing about that series though? It's one of those things where it's like, come on, ladies. We believed you the first 200 that walked in that door. Yeah. But by the 300th girl, it's like To Catch a Predator. When you walk in, the girl's like, I'll be right down. I'm just finishing making some brownies. There's lemonade on the table. Wait for me. It's like, dude, haven't you seen 5 seasons of this, man? Run.
Yeah. After a while, man, you know, you just wanted to be on TV. You didn't care if you got caught as a predator.
Yeah,
exactly.
You walk past the catering truck outside and the floodlights and the cops and the SWAT. And does Lisa live here?
Bro,
go right in.
You probably had to sign a release form.
Yeah. This is weird. This is a lot of work just to bring a 14-year-old some wine coolers and condoms.
You know what would turn me on so much? If you went over to the ADA van and let them take a Polaroid of you and sign this release, that would be so sexy. And get yourself an anything bagel and some coffee.
Casey Perusky,
anything bagel.
Casey Perusky, who runs the Black Box Theater down in Fort Pierce, used to have, this was, you know, 13, 14 years ago when the show was still on. He used to have this great Catch a Predator joke. Like, what if To Catch a Predator actually caught the Predator from the movie? And it's just, he's like, so let me get this. Chris Hansen's like, let me get this straight. You flew 13 million light years just to talk to her? He's like, I felt like she could need, so she was going through a tough time. And he's like, but why'd you bring the wine coolers? He's like, self-destruct.
That's so funny because I used to do a joke, and I only did it a couple times because I didn't have it right, where I was talking like, they come in there and there's like a bear. And they're talking to an actual bear, and they're like, let me read the transcripts. So you said, I want to chase you up a tree? And he's like, yeah, I'm a bear. And he's like, and then you said, I want to cover you with honey and eat you like salmon? He's like, yeah, I'm a bear. And then you said you want to stick your beep inside. He's like, roar! It's over. There's just so much fun with To Catch a Predator, and it's not a fun show. That's the thing.
No,
it's one of those weird
not at
things.
All.
But to be honest, as a dark comedian, all of us see the humor in the fact that, like, you drove 500 miles to bang what you thought was a kid, and then you literally have seen the show, because they've all seen the show. They've all seen it. And they walked in the house still like, hey, man, this isn't this. And then Chris Hansen pops up. The only thing they're thinking is, at least I'm getting an IMDb credit out of this.
Well,
but
bro,
it's still,
you know what's funny?
You know they all get together and have, like, watch parties together back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
the day. They'd be like, that's Randy! That's Randy! Look!
I think it was about 2 years ago that Chris Hansen got photographed, and Chris Hansen has to be in his mid-50s or something like that. Chris Hansen got photographed at some restaurant with a girl that was in her, like, 20s, and I was like, Chris, who's the predator now, sir?
Now.
Because if you look at, he's like, no, what we're saying is you can do it. You just got to wait.
Yeah.
You just gotta wait.
He's like, and guys, it's about patience.
He got into some legal trouble lately, didn't he? Didn't something happen? What happened?
Was it a DUI or something, or a lawsuit? I can't remember.
Let me pull it up real quick. You guys
go
ahead.
Don't use Google. We talked about this last segment.
Yeah, we did. Last talk about yesterday. Don't use Google. Depending on where you're at, might be like, he had a good time.
Yeah, my favorite cop in To Catch a Predator is the cop in the ghillie suit that pops out always from the bushes.
Yes.
Like, come on, that's a little overboard. Like, you don't have to be dressed like a sniper hiding out in the jungle. This guy literally came with a box of condoms and some wine coolers. And then when they get him outside, which, good for them, I get it. They're child molesters. Good.
But
I hope it hurts.
Yeah, but
they sack him and take him down when they get
out. They do. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say that I heard a rumor that when you go on, well, not go on the show like you audition, but when you when you get caught on the show, you don't actually get arrested. Is that true?
No, that was the first season of the show. The first season of the show, they worked with a project or a group that used to track predators. But what happened was they caught flack because they couldn't get arrested. So now they work with the sheriff's department. That's why you get sacked and arrested right
now. Okay, you do get arrested. Okay, got it. Yeah.
So here's what's going on with Chris. Like, apparently I put in Chris Hansen legal prompts and a bunch of stuff popped up. So, I guess one thing happens and everything starts trickling down. But apparently one of the major things is for bouncing checks. Like, apparently he has $13,000 worth of bad checks out to a company that does, like, promotional material, like T-shirts and mugs and stuff. I guess in 2016, he tried to do a relaunch of To Catch a Predator called Hansen vs. Predator. And
I hope that was a hand-to-hand combat show.
Right?
Like, they walk in there, he's just bouncing. You drop the wine coolers and get your ass whooped.
So, yeah, he went out and he bought all this merch, and apparently the show didn't take off. So he's sitting there with a garage full of Hansen vs. Predator T-shirts and stuff like that. So that was the beginning of it. And then there was something else in here. He's charged with harassment for something after money problems and apartment eviction. So, yeah,
wow.
things aren't going well for Chris.
You know what's crazy about that, too, is that you think about all those shirts and mugs and stuff. Those have probably got sent to, like, some other country, like when you don't win the Super Bowl, but they made that Super Bowl shirt for you. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's kids all around Rwanda right now with Hansen vs. Predator shirts on, drinking, like, water out of a Hansen vs. Predator mug.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
you. God. Check this out, man. According to the Daily Mail, he owes about $57,000 to American Express, $126,000 to TD Bank, more than $15,000 to Ally Finance, and over $1 million to U.S. Bank and Trust. Also, $250,000 to back taxes.
That's nuts. Well, guess what, guys? We got to go to commercial. But when we come back from commercial, I actually have a Chris Hansen story, because I hired Chris Hansen on Cameo, and I want to talk to you guys about some of the other celebrities on Cameo and what's going on.
What?
So we'll talk about that when I come right back. You're listening to Real Laughs on 104.1. Welcome back to Real Laughs on Real Radio 104.1. I am your host, Miguel Colon Jr., joined in virtual studio by James Yawn and Mike Herlihy. And I wanted to bring up that today there are a couple special birthdays that we didn't get to. One, of course, is Joan Jett. Got to see Joan Jett Chicago. It was an amazing show. She still rocks it out. Looks incredible. It was great. It was probably like 2008. Another birthday is Mr. Scott Baio. Do you guys remember Scott Baio?
Charles in Charge. Yeah, man. Absolutely.
I loved Charles in Charge growing up. James, I think me and you talked about this before too. Huge fan of Charles in Charge.
Back in the day, a couple of things happened from that show. Like, he went on to get one more show. He was on a cop show. I forget what it was called. And that was his third major show. And then the girl, oh my God, what's her name?
Went on to be.
Yes.
Nicole Eggert. Yeah, Nicole Eggert went to go to Baywatch.
And the other girl went on to star with Johnny Depp in the movie Crybaby.
Yeah, and Willie Ames went on to just fall apart.
Yes. Oh, man.
But oddly enough, Willie Ames and Scott Baio were in one of my favorite movies as a kid that I really can't watch now without being like, wow.
I know what you're talking about.
It was not that good of a movie. It was kind of messed up. And that's Zapped. Mike, have you ever watched Zapped?
Years and years ago. Isn't that the one where Scott Baio is like in high school and somehow through science laboratory, something, he gets the power to, like, I remember the previews, he could snap his fingers and girls' clothes would fall off.
Man, that's
like
about
that.
I can imagine the pitch meeting. They're passing around a plate of Coke and they're like, so listen, guys, imagine you're Superman, but instead of being some, you know, pansy ass Captain America Boy Scout, you want ass. So you take your Superman powers and now you can X-ray and see through girls' panties and touch their butt from a day. You can rape whatever you want.
At that point, Weinstein's like, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Weinstein's like, stop this. Are you telling me someone has these powers? No, it's just a movie. Okay. But have you done any research to see if you can get these powers? Harvey, it's just a movie. Do some more coke. Come on. So we're definitely going to make that one. Also, Land Before Time. You like that one too? I want a little less rape. Okay. I tell you what, we'll make them dinosaurs. Because originally it was just a girl's sorority, and I called this guy Littlefoot because his shapiro was smaller than everyone else's. But I tell you what, we're going to make it dinosaurs the way you want to do it, you kooky coke addict. And we're going to make it. We're going to put Scott Baio and his buddy Willie Ames in this Zap movie. Those two kids are going places. Scott's good. Real Italian kid. And Willie, you know, he's a maricon, but he's okay. I like him. He's definitely got that rapey vibe. Now, and this is 80s Hollywood. That's a big deal.
Now, later, Buddy, his character's named Ames, Buddy in the show, he went on to be a religious superhero in his own show. Remember that? When he turned his life over to God, at the end of his, like, he was just doing religious stuff for a long time.
Was it on, because I know he was on VH1 for a while when he was on one of those houses where it's like,
no,
washed up
it was,
house.
Oh God, what was that? They used to show the cartoon Superbook, which is that religious.
Oh my God, Superbook was the worst cartoon ever that I watched.
Yes, man.
Ever.
Yes.
There was a whole time, guys, and Mike, you might remember this.
What
was
that channel?
When cartoon, TBN, the Trinity Broadcast Network.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If I watched a monster movie and scared the crap out of me, I would put TBN at night to make sure. Because sometimes when I was a little kid, because I got lucky. I had a TV in my room. It was black and white TV because a guy that my dad knew deployed somewhere and didn't take his TV with him. So my dad surprised me and my sister. We kind of shared a room when we were really little with a black and white TV. And we're like, oh my God, TV in a room? Like you see in
this
the
is
movie.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We're rich. You know? Yeah.
And it had the wrench on it to change the channels because we messed the button up, you know, so you'd have to put the wrench on to change the dial. But sometimes we would watch, we'd stay up at night. And remember, they used to play the creature features at night. So it'd be
I
like
love
the
that.
Well, I was a little kid. I was like 6 years old. I would get scared. So I would put the TBN network on with no volume because I knew it would just be some weird preacher talking, but there wouldn't be like the blob coming out to scare me.
No.
Because I liked having the TV on until I saw Poltergeist. And then I was like, turn that goddamn TV off.
Turn it off.
Turn it
That's
around.
That's the devil's work. Yeah.
But do you guys remember?
Willie Ames was in Bible Man, a TV series from 1995 to 2004. And I got to tell you,
he was a superhero. Yeah,
yeah, his costume actually looks better than the first Batman movie. So there's that.
When you
got that religious money, you can afford, you know, decent costumes.
I want to reboot Bible Man, but make it dark and edgy, you know, where it's like, you know.
Like the real Bible?
Yeah. He's just like. beating the crap out of somebody because he caught him eating shellfish, and he's like, "You need to read Leviticus, you evil man."
I thought it says in the Bible, "The Lord saves." I'm not the Lord.
The Lord. I'm not the Lord. Oh, I'm in. Let's reboot that. That's
Jesus
great.
Saves. Bible man withdraws.
Guys, I think we got a hit. I think we got a hit.
Do you remember though? You were just talking about the cartoon, the Superbook.
Superbook.
Do you
I
guys
do.
Remember? You remember also though distinctively when you were a kid, you could tell this cartoon ain't from America. Like I would watch David the Gnome, and I was like, "Something's up.
I'm off about this." Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just I watched like David the Gnome. I watched a lot of it when I was a little kid, and I never was satisfied at the end of an episode. I never was like, "Well, that story arc completed, and that was interesting." You know, it was just like Canadian shows and stuff. Because you'd get an American show that was just designed to sell you a toy. And you
That's
be
all
like,
it is.
Finally, this makes sense. Once again, Cobra Commander screws it up. And G.I. Joe saves the day. Which also, G.I. Joe did a lot of stuff on American soil, which I feel like is illegal since they're a military organization.
That's
like,
true.
They're violating rights.
They got lazy with some of the names, though. I mean, there was a dude that was dressed up in an outfit for skiing. His name was Snowjob. Like, come on, bro. Yeah, they just got lazy.
And I feel like his name was Snowjob. Because the first time they tried to put it, they were like, "You guys think we don't read the script? We're not having BJ as our guy." But I named him after you, Daryl.
I just feel like for a hand-selected fighting force representing the best of all branches of the military, stormtroopers had a higher kill count. These guys didn't hit Cobra either. It's like, how are these guys doing battle all over the world and no one ever dies?
Yeah, and you think about this too. Can we just get a uniform? Stop letting everybody show up to work and whatever they want, because some of these guys are looking a little YMCA.
Yeah,
you know, like
it was like a rave. It was a rave before we knew what raves were. It's like express your own personality and come on out. There'll be lasers.
That's right.
Yeah.
There'll be lasers.
And we all know the military has a bad history with sexual harassment. And it was Scarlet and Lady Jane. So I think both of those girls were sitting in front of a lot of like JAG attorneys like, "This S needs to stop."
Stop. Right?
The only one who's not bothering me at all sexually is Shipwreck, and I think we know why.
Why?
Roadblock, we're gonna give you armor plated football pads. Lady Jane. Just whatever you sleeping at night. That's what you need battle.
Why do you guys assign me a popsicle? I think it would distract the enemy. You know?
Yeah.
And if you want to fight Baroness, everyone just stops. They're just Cobra Commander's like, "You think it'd be cool if I brought up my Jello pool?" Like, and Duke is sitting there smoking a cigar, like, "This guy, I read this guy loud and clear. Get the Jello pool out. Duke it out. Everybody else, take a five. You
know? Take a knee.
Yeah, take a knee, guys.
Right, you pass these condoms out. Yes.
Yeah.
You remember Zartan and Zartania and all the brothers that
the
like colors.
Yeah.
They changed colors when you put them in the sun. You know what else they did in Florida? Melted.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Zartan comes out looking like the guy from RoboCop that fell in the acid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there was no mission statement for Cobra or G.I. Joe. I'm like, okay, I'd like to have hired like a consultant to sit with Cobra Commander. Like, "Cobra Commander, what is your plan?" He's like, "I'm going to make a giant blob creature that's going to slowly eat up the Midwest. And then I haven't really gone anywhere from there." Let me ask you a question, Cobra. If I could hook you up with some guys in Colombia, would you like to move cocaine and be the largest distributor of cocaine in the Northwest? It sounds great, but the blob's already in motion.
Blob's already out. It would be rude not to finish.
Cobra's mission statement was in the beginning of the fight for freedom, wherever there's trouble. And then it goes into the talking part. Like, their mission? To fight Cobra, whose mission is to take over the world. It's like, that's pretty vague. That's Mike Myers, Austin Powers, like, "We just won $1 billion, or we're taking over the world." Seems like a headache.
I think also, like, you might find out that, like, G.I. Joe was funding Cobra, And like, what? They're like, listen, man, you this is the '80s. You want to fight Russia? Hell yeah. No. Let's fight Cobra. They stumble into some kooky plan to make a blob or go to space. There was an episode where Cobra Commander, I remember this, he was going to get this laser to etch his face in the moon. So every night, everyone had to see Cobra Commander. Yeah. At the same time, this is like 1989. At the same time, I mean, Cobra, Russia's about to fall. You might just want to take over Russia first. Mm-hmm. They're waiting in line for bread. Take over Russia first. You got nukes. But Cobra's like, all of that sounds great, guys. But however, I got the guys already to get the template for the moon thing. So let's just roll forward with that, and then we'll work on the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that sometimes they would take things and hold it for ransom from Cobra's side. I'm like, ransom? Dude, your military budget's $1 billion. Now some of these tanks.
Hey, Cobra Commander, this is Mike from accounting. I'm going over some stuff over here. So we're going to rob this bank and hold it hostage for $1 million. Mr. Commander, it's going to cost us $650 million. Jesus Christ, it's not about money. Oh, I can't get that message to the guys in accounting enough. It's about blobs and moon faces. And you're trying to dirty it and make it about budgets.
Just let me get this straight. We have a laser strong enough from Earth to carve your face onto the moon. Why don't we point that at a city and ask them to pay us not to turn it on? Would that get my face on the moon?
I want to ask everybody a real quick question. Can anyone else raise their hand if they're the commander of Cobra? Okay, so when you're the commander of something, Steven from accounting, then you do whatever kooky plots you want to do. But as of now, we've got this moon face thing, pretty solid plan, and then, you know, I don't know, man. We're going to make Sepentor. We got a lot of pokers in the fire.
And why was every villain in the 80s, like Karate Kid, G.I. Joe, why was Cobra the go-to insignia? Like,
I have no idea.
Badass, Cobra. Mike.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. It wasn't, because, like, as a kid watching it, every time I saw a Cobra foot soldier, I'm like, I actually like that uniform. That looks like you're prepared to go into battle.
Yeah, you know, Cobra had foot soldiers with uniforms. He had a budget, you know?
Please forgive me when I say this, but Mike, you're absolutely right. The reason, this is a historical fact, the Nazi uniform looks so good, designed by Hugo Boss.
Yeah.
It looked good, man. Yeah, it's a nice uniform, man. Just saying.
I can imagine Cobra Commander is just like in Italy at Fashion Week. Like, I need something that says this is the kind of MF-er that's going to carve his face in the moon. Badass. Yeah. And I don't want to do that G.I. Joe casual Friday roll out of bed with whatever you're wearing crap. You
bring up a good point, James. Like, if Hugo Boss did the Nazi, I think Kanye should do like all our military uniforms.
Yeah. True.
Then you won't know who's soldiers and who are the refugees you're trying to save.
That's true, because they all look the same. Our war cry would be so amazing.
How does this place look like it's already been through a war and we haven't even fired the first shot yet?
Yeah, the only war crime here is what you chose to wear.
That's right. We're going to insult them to death.
Yeah, we got to go to commercial, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you my Chris Hansen cameo story. We'll talk about what's going on in cameo with some other celebrities. You're listening to Real Laughs on Real Radio 104.1. Cobra! Welcome back to Real Laughs on Real Radio 104.1. Thank you for listening. As always, make sure you check out our sister shows, The Monsters in the Morning, News Junkie, Tom and Dan, The Jim Colbert Show, and always check out our other Real Laughs episodes available on the iHeartRadio app, as well as Spotify and iTunes. I am joined in studios with two of my favorite comedians from Orlando. Mr. Ken Miller couldn't make it this episode, but we will have him back next week. I'm here with James Yawn and Mike Hurley. And a couple segments back, we were talking about Chris Hansen in To Catch a Predator, and I actually hired him on the app Cameo. Are you guys familiar with Cameo at all?
Yep.
Well, yeah, we are.
For a hot $50, Chris Hansen did about a minute long video for my sister for her birthday back in May, and it was great. Like, it was great. He starts out, he's like, "Hey, Trish, why don't you go ahead and take a seat for a minute? Take a seat right here." Yeah. He's a Trish.
That's awesome. Trish.
And they Cameo lets you have notes. You write stuff. So, we have a dog. My sister has a dog. And his name is Chris because her dog has a people name. And Chris is 15 years old now. He's an old dog, you know? So Chris Hansen's like, "So, Trish, I'm going over some of these transcripts. And I got to say, it's a little weird. I hear you spend all your time with a 15-year-old. He's like, "What's that all about?" And he basically just goes into all the notes.
Nice.
It was great. It was a hilarious. Nice. He did basically a spoof on To Catch a Predator for her.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was great. And I've used Cameo a lot. I got from my buddy Chris Zach. James, you met Chris Zach before, him in Seashell,
yeah,
North Carolina. But he's mine. Mm-hmm. Go back with. For his birthday, I got Styles P and Sheik Luch from the Lox.
Oh, so the Lox.
Yeah, because we were huge Lox fans growing up. And I got him to just drop a little message for him. I've had, oh my God, like, well, one of the celebrities that's available now, though, on Cameo.
Okay.
And don't tell anybody, but I think we should one day hook up our good buddy Ken Miller with it. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. Oh, he would love that.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
Ice Cube's on Cameo right now, and that's huge. And he's definitely high end. He's up there.
Is he?
But
is he really?
Comedians, maybe we get together because Ice Cube is on Cameo, and you'll get a good 30, 45 seconds from him.
He would lose his proverbial if we got him a message from Ice Cube.
He's got a birthday in March. We should think about it.
I remember when Cameo first came out, Snoop Dogg was the big celeb they were pushing. He was in all the commercials and the number they threw out at that time was like, "For $400, blah, blah, blah." And my brother's a huge Snoop Dogg fan. So I was like, "That's what I'm getting him. That's what I'm getting him." And then I signed into Cameo, set up an account. And Snoop Dogg, not currently taking bookings, And then I finally saw one like 2 weeks ago when I checked in on it. And it was something like $4,500. I'm like, he's not even my favorite brother.
You know? Yeah.
I'll just buy him an eighth of weed. It'll be cheaper. He'll be happy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just get Ken to call him while my brother's on an eighth of weed. And he'll think he bought the Snoop Dogg.
Mike, right, just talk to Snoop Dogg.
There's some weird cameos out there. Some of them for some pretty reasonable prices. They got Gilbert Godfrey on there.
Wow.
They've got Bob Saget's on Cameo. Andy Dick's on Cameo.
That makes sense.
And then Mike Tyson's on Cameo.
It looks like Snoop Dogg right now. You can like request. $750. So maybe I had some pre-COVID prices before there was like,
because Ice Cube's only $500 or $600 now too.
James, go ahead, pick someone. We'll see if they're on here and how much they're going for. Who you like?
It has to be somebody too crazy.
Mick Foley for $75. That's not bad.
No, people. It could be somebody crazy. I mean, you're not gonna get like Post Malone or anybody. Dude, like that.
What about Hulk Hogan, man?
There are some people on here that you don't even recognize them by name. And then you go and see they have less followers than you on like Instagram. And you're like, this is just someone who's very confident. Hulk Hogan. Let's see what we got.
Hulk Hogan.
Do, 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 do. There's Brooke Hogan and Chris Hogan. Let's see if Hulk's around. Doesn't look like Hulk is on here.
Hulk's
but you can get his daughter.
I know I know who is on there. Dennis Rodman. What's Dennis Rodman at? I think he's at like $750 now.
Yeah. Does he just like look at what Snoop Dogg is charging and go with that?
Probably.
There's freaks out there who would want Dennis Rodman to give somebody a message.
Oh, dude. There I is. Mean, if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim Jong Un is like, "I've been waiting for this." Yeah.
Another one.
$750.
Yeah. I just looked that up probably like a couple weeks ago. So. I was checking
now,
it out.
It has two different things here. It says request $750,
and then
it says chat $19.99. What's the difference?
So with the chat, it's a live chat with them.
Oh, so,
yeah. You have a live
1999 a minute.
So that's probably 750, or is that 750 plus add on that 1999?
No. It's like 1999 a minute with the chat for him.
Oh, okay.
But you'll see a lot of them like $1.99 a minute and stuff like that. $5.99 a
bro,
minute.
Bro, 5 minutes be $100. God, dog.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're getting for the 750, you're getting a 1 minute message pretty much anyway.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm trying to think who else would I want? Who would I like to talk to, man? What about like a Paula Abdul?
Paula Abdul on there? Let's see. I'll do the chat and just be like, just if you just want to like eat a banana.
You can her profile is here, but it says you got the bun that I had for Snoop Dogg back when he wasn't taking requests. Notify me when Paula Abdul is available.
Gotcha. So,
yeah, that's the thing. I mean, when these guys just decide they want to do them, they open it up and they're like, "Now I'm taking him." And then when they decide I'm not doing any today, boom.
You know,
how many do you think they could? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, Redman's $150.
Oh, I would love to talk to Redman. That'd be awesome, man.
Well, that's a message. Remember, that's not a live chat. So you're paying these for the messages, and then live chat is a different price.
Gotcha.
So you're paying $150 for Redman to send a message to somebody.
How many do you think these people probably knock out a day, depending on their 10.
Well, Louis Anderson actually does these. He got into them at the beginning of COVID and everything else. And I think he was doing, well, let me see what he's charging now. But the funny thing is Louis was nervous to do these, but my grandparents and my family love Louis Anderson, even before I started working with him. So Louis, whenever I was up north during the summer, he would send me a voice message or a FaceTime video to like say hello to my family. And that's what kept me the favorite grandson for so long, just because they would record those and share those. So when he was getting into it, he's like, "I'm just nervous about doing these." I'm like, "Louis, you already do these. You send them to me all the time. It's just that now they're going to pay $300 for it." You know, wouldn't that be great though, if you could get to like that level of celebrity where you can just sit at home and send little voice messages. You don't have to worry about, you know, being on a TV show anymore, movies, leaving your house, putting on clothes.
If you watch, there's advertisements on like Instagram and Facebook that are now all done from Cameo. Like they got that whole like you'll see a product and it'll literally say Cameo on the bottom, and you'll see like Ice Cube be like, "Yo, you gotta check this product out, it's amazing, blah blah blah." You go straight to the artist to sell your product. Now when you ask for a product to be done, it's a different price. So it's not this, but you can still go straight to Ice Cube and for $1,500 have him pitch your product.
That's
amazing.
That ain't bad.
If that doesn't show you the insincerity in advertising and marketing, he's like, "I don't even care what the product is, but I'll tell people go check it out." You know?
Yeah,
that's right.
Louis Anderson currently getting $189. $189.
You need to send your parents some invoices. I do. You know, just be like, "Hey guys."
Or I need to, since he still does them for free for me, I need to just be like, when you get an autograph, just leave the name blank. I'll take care of that later. And then I'll just get into iMovie and he'll be like, "Hey, Smith family."
I like it. I dig it. Let's do it.
Who would you pay, James, $500? And I want you to think about it like it's your expendable money. You are okay with paying it. Who would you pay $500 to have a message from or to send to somebody else? Like I said, I definitely think.
I got it.
What do you got?
Brother, just because he's so well respected in my community, Denzel Washington.
That
iconic voice. That dude just like, "Hey, oh, how you doing there? All right. Listen, it's your birthday. Just want to say happy birthday." You know, just to have that voice come on and see him. Or, because a comic book nerd in me, to have Robert Downey Jr. do it as Tony Stark.
Yeah. You think about
that? That'd be awesome.
Denzel's not available, but I can probably get you Jay Farrow for half the price.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Jay, I need you to do the Denzel voice, and I need you to be like, yeah, and I need you to never mention your name in it, and don't be in the video. And then we'll be good.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, nice. Yeah, I would definitely pay that for Denzel. That'd be a once-in-a-lifetime thing to have him do. Denzel.
It's cool, man. I mean, I've used it for people's birthdays, and it's fun. And then I've used it on celebrities who aren't even anybody big, but I'm like, oh, my God. I got a bunch of, Disney Channel celebrities. Me and my homeboy Kev, when we first both we both moved here into Florida at the same time from two different places, mm-hmm. but we never had the Disney Channel. We always heard about it growing up, but we never had it. And, you know, it's free to everybody pretty much in Orlando. So we were like in our early 20s, wilding out, that we finally got to see the Disney Channel. Because growing up, we heard about it, but we had never really watched the Disney Channel. So we watched all those dumb Disney Channel shows. We would just sit around.
Absolutely.
Be like, Wizards of Waverly Place, Bernagar. I got all these Disney Channel, like kid, that were kid celebrities when we were younger, to give my buddy Kev a birthday wish and make it weird, because I got one of the girls from Wizards of Waverly Place. She was like, hey, Kev, I heard you were a big fan of Wizards of Waverly Place back in the day. You used to watch it all the time. She was like, she was like, you're 40? She's like, that means you were watching Wizards of Waverly Place when you were, she's like, ew, you're gross. And, so like, and I got all these, I mean, I probably spent $200 on like six former Disney, nobody would remember unless you watch these shows. And it's like, I got the dude, remember he used to play TC on,
Magnum P.I.
No, on the Wayne's Brothers. Do you remember Wayne's Brothers, TC the Pimp?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
He ended up being on a Disney Channel show. I think he was on the Waverly Place too.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, wasn't it?
So I got him, and he's like, hey, man. He's like, just really wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Heard you a big fan of Wayne's Brother. Heard you a big fan of Sweet Life. And I mean, if you got any work, he was like, just holler at me, man. He's like, he's like, I'm just looking for some work, baby. And
he was actually a great character on the show Scrubs. And they would always say, such and such is crazy.
Hooch,
I forget
Turner,
his name.
Hooch.
Yeah, Hooch is crazy. Crazy, man. Yeah. Great.
You know what's funny? I guess these guys get to set their own rates. Like, they decide what they want. And the rates they set for themselves kind of gives you an idea of where they see themselves in life.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you got Efren Ramirez, who you might not know as a household name, but he was the dude from Napoleon Dynamite, the Hispanic. So he wants $100, which that sounds reasonable. Napoleon Dynamite
is like that middle kind of been in a movie rate, you know?
Yeah, kind of a cult classic. But then you got Ben Higgins, who I've never heard of. He's from The Bachelor season 20, and he would also like $100 of your money. And then you got this as a guy I might actually enjoy having, but he doesn't even go by his actor name. He just calls himself Shooter McGavin.
He's the guy who played Shooter McGavin, but
he doesn't put his actor name. He's just like Shooter McGavin, $220. And part of me goes, well worth it.
Mike, look up somebody real quick before we have to go. Look up LL Cool J, and I'll tell you why.
Do you think he's even on there?
I'm just wondering. I mean, he makes good CSI money. The reason I bring it up, because that's one of the few people that Mrs. Yon, when we started dating, she told me, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, LL Cool J is the finest man I've ever seen. Every girl I know would love to be with LL Cool J. So I'm just wondering.
Well, he's a cool James. She probably married you just because your name is James.
That's all I had.
He's not on here. But you know what's funny? There's a TikTok trend right now where basically you take a picture of your high school crush. And then you show a picture of the person you ended up with. And I think Michelle Yeon would do great on there with a picture of LL Cool J morphing into James Yeon.
And I want it to be the picture. I want it to be the picture Kermit loves of you when you're sitting all disheveled,
hunched
like
over,
you've been at the park all day.
Yeah.
Wife, like, hey, man, dreams are for suckers. You know?
Oh.
Well, hey guys, that is our episode of Real Laughs on Real Radio 104.1 today. James, where are you going to be this week? Anywhere?
I'm going to be in Margaritaville Friday and Saturday. If you want some free tickets, call 407-622-5653.
All right. I'm going to be over at the Laugh Out Lounge in Winter Haven. And Mike, what's the next time you're going to be out?
I will be at Margaritaville October 9th and 10th.
Nice, guys. Nice. Well, guys, on behalf of all of us in Real Laughs, Mr. Ken Miller, who couldn't be here, thanks for listening. We hope to see you guys on Thursday. There will not be an episode of Real Laughs this Wednesday, but we will be right back on Thursday.
That's right.